let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Breaking Bad News. Nobody wants to do it alone, so Krista and I, we get our stuff together and we help you do it.
Yeah, we like to be used.
Yeah, use and abuse.
Use us for good reasons.
Today, it looks like Jesse is going to use us to break some bad news to Zach. Now, who is Zach, Jess?
Zach's my best friend.
Okay, so you got a best friend named Zach, and what bad news are you planning to break to him today?
Well, he's been dating his girlfriend, Amy, for like 3 years, and I just found out that she has no intention of getting married.
Aww. Did you just hear offhandedly, or how did you come about the information?
Well, we went to a mutual friend's bachelorette party, and we got, like, pretty drunk there, I would say. And we were just talking a lot. And she shared this information with me. And I know that Zach has no idea. And I know he's always wanted to get married. So
Zach is under the impression that they are dating to the end means being they're going to be married.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's not having that.
And she is definitely not. Now, she's not cheating on him, is she?
No. It's nothing like that. I think she just doesn't want to get married.
It's that like common thing is, well, you know, if you find out someone's been cheating on one of your girlfriends, like you want to tell. I have to tell you.
Hey, Jesse, here's what we're going to do. We're going to dial Zach. It's just going to be you and him on the phone. We're going to mute our phone lines, so only you'll be able to hear us if we make any noises or something in the phone call. And then near the very end, we'll break in and try to help you out if you need some help near the end, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, let's dial him and have you on the phone with Zach. Breaking bad news on 93.1 Jams. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's up, knucklehead? How are you?
Good. So, you know how Amy and I went to Carol's bachelorette party this weekend?
Yeah, how was that?
It was really fun. But I kind of wanted to just talk to you about something that happened there. I don't know. I would want to know if it happened to me. So, sure. I was talking to Amy, and I know how you always, like, your, you know, life plan, basically, has always been to get married, and Amy told me that she has no intentions of ever getting married.
Right out with it. So.
Wait, what? What did she say to you?
That she has no intentions of getting married.
She told you that straight up?
Yeah, like we were drunk, and she said that she just never imagined herself getting married, and she doesn't think that that's something she would ever do.
Right. Is there something that you want to tell me that you personally want to tell me? Because I feel like as if you're trying to sabotage this relationship.
Are you kidding?
Well, like a couple times we went out to a restaurant and I felt personally that you were pretty much hitting on me. Because when you get a couple drinks and you get really flirtatious, but you're my best friend and I don't really expect for you to be hitting on me. But it's come close and we both know that you hit on me a lot.
Zach, I'm sorry, but that's crazy. Like, that is all in your mind and not...
So grabbing my ass and some of the stuff that you do, you're pretty upfront with me. And I brush it off because you're my friend.
We've been friends for a really long time, and I feel like a lot of those things, it's just I feel very comfortable with you as a friend. And no intentions of ever being more than a friend to you, because that would just be weird.
Hi, good morning. Is this Zach?
Hello?
Hey, it's Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams on the radio. Good morning.
Hey. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we're on a segment called Breaking Bad News, and Jessie is a friend of ours, and she wanted us to kind of help her delivering this bad news that you're getting here today. But we've taken a serious turn here where now you think that Jessie might have feelings for you. So, Jessie, just to clear the record, you have no attraction to Zach at all.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I didn't think so.
I mean, because, you know, like friends, I mean, obviously if you're, you know, but what do you think about your girlfriend, Zach, saying that she doesn't want to get married? You still don't believe Jesse, or do you have questions now?
I have a lot of questions, but I feel that my girlfriend wants to get married. It's just sometimes I know when these two get together, you know, they both get really drunk.
Yeah. Well, most girls do when they're together.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. We got to forget about men.
Just
I would much want a sober conversation. I don't want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jesse's sober now.
Yeah. Does your girlfriend ever like talk about or mention a ring, or have you guys ever gone to the, you know, to the length of actually talking about, hey, I'm going to get married?
I mean, she loves jewelry, but okay. We've never had that, you know, the big discussion about.
All right. Well, you did say, Zach, that that just a couple of weeks ago that you were talking about getting married. What did that conversation go like?
Not so good.
All right. So then there might be some truth to what Jesse's saying. I mean, you guys should all sit down and have a talk. But who knows what's going to happen here at this point? But Zach, I mean, you do have to realize Jesse has your best intentions, and you guys have been friends for a very long time, and you're not going to let this get in the way if it turns out that she's right, are you?
No.
Will you dump her? Will you dump her if you find out she doesn't want to marry you? I mean, why waste your time?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. At this point, I don't know. Right? I'm so confused, and it's kind of a big. This is kind of a big surprise, especially on radio.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I know. Jesse, do you have a boyfriend?
I do.
All right. Hopefully you guys...
No, why do you ask?
Well, no, because I just didn't know if it didn't work out with Zach and his girlfriend.
Yeah, but clearly she's not interested in his looks.
You know.
Honestly, it wouldn't even matter if I didn't have a boyfriend. Like, Zach and I have been friends forever, and, like, that's not even in my scope of, like, things that would ever happen in my life.
So you put poor Zach in Friendsville, and he's never getting out. Yeah. I get it. It happens to me.
But, of course, according to Marco, Zach does want to bang you.
Zach, if all things were equal and everything was fine, you and Jesse, you would hook up with her in a minute, wouldn't you?
You wouldn't.
I'm not. No comment.